No use denying it. The holidays are definitely here. It's going to be all right. We're going to get through this together. This is the Social Club Podcast. It's the Social Club for November 21st, 2014. I'm Josh Rollerson from 90.5 WESA, and I'm here with slightly under the weather, Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're here, but you look miserable.
Oh, thank you. I wish you would have said I look beautiful, but I mean...
You always look great, but you look like you are feeling miserable.
Is it the red nose, the crazy runniness, chapped lips,
It's the whole package.
I mean, I can really go into some beauty competitions today. Not really.
Well, no, you're a hero for getting over here anyway to bring the people the information they need.
I'm just dedicated. I thought to myself, does Josh Rollerson ever take a day off if he's sick? No. So I am coming in.
Bless you.
I'm going to be dedicated. And I don't want all of our thousands and thousands of potential.
Literally dozens of people who won't have a clue what to do with themselves.
I know.
This weekend.
You guys need to tweet us. I mean, come on. We want to hear from you.
Okay, yeah, we've seen the data. We know you're out there. We know people are listening, but you're very quiet.
Yeah, we need a vocal bunch. I mean, I guess we don't want any trolls. Let's just be clear. We don't want any trolls, but we would like to hear from happy people.
Our listeners are totally cool. I know it.
Okay.
I just have a feeling.
I agree. They're pretty cool.
Right.
So.
Okay, well, on to the matter at hand. There's lots going on this weekend, even though the weather is kind of not great, but, you know, it's going to get a little better.
Yeah, I saw 60 on Monday.
Right, so happy days are here again.
Yeah.
So what's on the agenda? What are we doing?
So Josh, I know you're going to be really excited because there's a lot of shopping.
Yeah,
a lot of shopping. So to start it off, to start off the holiday season, which I know you're very excited about as well, we have Light Up Night, which is on Friday. So I feel like this is a public service announcement to either go down, have fun. It's a great thing to walk around and enjoy the holiday spirit and check out the tree. Stand in line for 2 hours if you want to ice skate.
Is it that bad?
It's a big line. I mean, it's the kitsch. It's what you do.
I know. It looks awesome. My family just started ice skating in the last year. I never wore ice skates.
Never ice skated in your life?
Never in my life.
And you went ice skating?
I'm not from Pittsburgh, right? So I never played hockey, never skated.
I
know. That's not a sufficient explanation. It does. But for whatever reason, I just never learned to skate.
My kids
are learning and they've been taking lessons and I go out there with them and open skate and, you know, stumble around. It's fun. But this will be the first year that any of us have been in any kind of position to do the, you know, the skating around the tree.
The round and round.
Place. Looks like so much fun, but sounds like we're going to have to get there really early.
You're going to have to get there really early. Or it's open officially on Light Up Night. So it's open every day of the week during the holiday season. I always love to go downtown in the middle of the week and see businessmen skating because that really does happen.
Awesome.
With their trench coat suit or whatever. But it's adorable and it's a great thing that we have. And so Light Up Night kicks that off, or you can hide away from downtown because there's going to be a lot of road closures. But it's a great thing. And then they are going to kick off their market that's in Market Square, which is like a European market, where you can shop for local goods, which we always support. And that kicks off that as well. Santa, I think you can write letters to Santa put them in a mailbox, which
get
I think
your picture
is
taken with him.
So wait, did you get your picture taken then?
No, they wouldn't let me sit in his lap. They thought that was weird, but my kids did.
And did you have to wait in line a long time?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't a long line.
Okay. You can go there. You can get some.
Recommend it. They're very efficient. They keep it moving, but, you know, they're nice to the kids. It's not
It's not like a Christmas story where they're like, come on, kid.
Right. Yeah. That's the extreme it could go to. But
send them down a slide.
It's very professional. So props.
Good. Awesome. So, yeah, it's a whole weekend downtown that you can spend down there. Or on Friday, if you do want to avoid the Christmas kitsch and everything else going on downtown, we have After Dark, which is something I talked about before. They kicked it off last month at the Carnegie Natural History Museum, and they're going to be doing it again this Friday at 6 p.m., and it's a $15 ticket at the door, so it's a really not a big cost to go in there and check out all the cool dinosaurs. And they have tons of special activities that they do and different kind of entertainment. And this one, the theme is oddities.
Okay.
Which
I'm interested.
I know. I was talking to them and they were just talking about like kind of freaky things that happen in our world in terms of like nature. And I mean, the first thing, so Yelp will be there. You're doing a selfie booth. And so I was thinking of the props that we could bring. And the first thing I thought of was I'm a huge SNL geek. And I thought of the SNL skit with Rachel Dratch. And she has this hand coming out of her head. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. I missed that whole decade of SNL.
Okay. It's like in the 90s. But anyway, she has this like baby hand coming out of her head. And she has like, she's like a Siamese twin. And so the other half, Amy Poehler, is like really pretty. And then she's like really ugly. So the guys that they're going on dates with will be like, yeah, I'm getting this Siamese hot twins. And then it's like Rachel Dratch has this like hand coming out of her head. But anyway,
how does this tie in with what you were talking
about?
So
I thought about making a headband with a head or a hand coming out of the head.
It's and like, then is it Halloween again already?
I know.
We just got through that.
I know. But they're going to have... they're going to have a ton of different things going on other than just my hand coming out of my head.
Right.
So you can head there, or we have, which I am also very excited about, on Saturday, the Pittsburgh Vintage Mixer. So they did this in the spring at the Heinz History Center, and they're doing this for the fall, and I spent so much money because it was all vintage goods. I was in all of my glory. They have everything from kitchenware to things that you, maybe you, and I would remember growing up that you could buy.
Are we at that point already, like nostalgia for consumer goods from our childhood?
Oh, yeah.
I know I'm old. I don't feel like I'm that old yet.
Oh, yeah. I saw like, oh, well, this wouldn't pertain to you, but I saw like Strawberry Shortcake toys and Trolls.
Strawberry Shortcake is alive and well. Like that hasn't gone anywhere.
Yeah, but she's like cartoony. This was like classic day of Strawberry Shortcake. You don't know, Josh.
Okay. So like the toy based.
The toy based. Yeah. So they have all that kind of kitsch and games, board games, but then they have clothes, they have jewelry, they have records. There's some vendors. I know you perked up with that. A lot of record vendors. Really.
You call it vinyl if you're cool.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's vinyl.
I'm not. 8-tracks?
I'm not. Ooh. Now that's a whole other level.
I think
the 8-track people, the 8-track audiophiles, that's got to be a thing, right?
Who are they?
They're out there.
Okay.
I'm sure of it. Maybe they'll tweet us.
There's 8-tracks, records, vinyl. I'm sorry.
Wax
vinyl.
Cylinders.
And then CDs.
I remember those.
Yes. So you're going to head there. This one is going to be at the Teamsters building, and that is in Lawrenceville. I've never checked out that place, but it is on 4701 Butler. Free event. Head in. Start your Christmas shopping early.
Super cool.
Yeah. Super cool.
But not Christmas-themed overtly.
It is not overtly. It's like probably the place that you can go and not feel guilty about buying things for yourself yet already. Like as soon as Thanksgiving comes around, you'll probably start feeling guilty about buying things for yourself.
But that's when all the good deals come up. You gotta look after Rachel.
You're reading my mind. What I think is really interesting, I was going to bring this up. I came across this on Twitter, but a person I know is starting a Kickstarter campaign for their restaurant in Lawrenceville. And I remember Kevin Sousa did his for his business in Braddock.
Right.
And I mean, what do you think of all that? Like just raising money for your businesses and trying to make a go for it.
I think it's great. I get the impression a lot of people are that maybe there's a bit of a bubble, that there's now people in that marketplace that perhaps shouldn't be there. I'm not talking about your friend. I have no idea what the idea is.
You're like, I think this is crap.
No, I just got back from a radio conference like a week ago, and everybody was talking about starting podcasts and how to get it funded and how to get sponsors. And this is a whole other tangent, but like you kept hearing stories about, oh, I tried to do a Kickstarter. It did not go well. it's a lot of work. Like, there's a lot involved in it. You kind of have to have a big audience, you know, or a big support base going into it.
And you lose the money, right? If you don't, you have to set 30 days, $20,000. And if you don't get that in 30 days.
I think so, yeah.
You lose all of it.
So it's not without some risk, but it's a cool model. And it's certainly brought about some really great things. What is Superior Motors among them?
Yes. Right? Superior Motors.
All right. So what's this one?
So this one is going to be a dessert pie place. And I had her desserts and they are incredible. I think that they should be out to the public because they are amazing. You know, I hope that she goes far. I hope that it survives and that she raises her money and brings her delicious pies to the public. But you never know with that stuff.
But like, this actually sounds really cool. I'm on board with the pie restaurant. We have a saying in my family, it's high time for pie time.
High time for pie time. Yeah. And this one is actually Pie Bird Pittsburgh. So they're on Twitter right now. You can check it out, get the link for their Kickstarter campaign. But I mean, I can attest that I was like literally licking the plate when I had. And it's not just pies. It was cake. I had like a bundt cake that she had. Anna is her name. And it was just magical. So
we've moved on from the cupcake thing, right? Pies are the next wave.
Maybe.
I'm hoping. That'd be cool. I went to a really cool pie place last year in D.C. that was like this late night, like people coming home from the bars would stop in and you'd get a pie served in, I forget what it was, something whimsical, right? Some gimmicky packaging and, you know, and you could get a beer and eat a pie.
A beer and pie.
Yeah, and they had like sort of savory ones and sweet ones and weird experimental pies. It was awesome. I was like, this could catch on. I would do this.
Maybe you're naming the next trend and we don't even know.
Anna, think about it.
I know.
All right.
She's ready.
Let us know what happens. That sounds cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, pie. You can follow her on Twitter. I retweeted it out. Pie Bird Pittsburgh. Good luck to you, Anna.
All right. If you're into that, throw her some money.
I think that's a good cause.
All right. With that, Rachel, I'm going to let you go home and get some rest because you look like you need it.
Oh, thank you.
But thanks again for coming in. You're awesome.
Thanks.
Check out the website for details on all of these events we talked about and a bunch of others we didn't, all on the website at WESA.FM. Thanks so much to Reed Carter, who helps put together the show notes every week. Thanks also to the composer of our theme music, Josh Mobley, an awesome Pittsburgher who you can also follow on Twitter at Josh Mobley Music. Rachel Carlson, of course, in good health or ill, can be found on Twitter at Yelp Pittsburgh. She'd love to hear from you because she's going to be bedridden for a while, it sounds like. So go ahead and tweet her. My name is Josh Rollerson. You can follow me at WESA Josh. Thank you so much for listening. We'll have another download of the Social Club podcast next week. Have a great weekend.